this expression, if I came in your living room and I left the front door open and you didn't want it to stay that way, you tell me to
shut the damn door. Were you born in a barn, boy?
Have you ever heard people say anything besides shut the door?
Close the door. Close and shut would be the most common.
Would you distinguish between the two as far as any degree of politeness or emphasis is concerned?
Close would be more polite.
Shut a little more emphatic?
Yes.
You know, some frame houses, the outside, the boards kind of overlap each other like this. You ever heard any term for that kind of construction?
No. Lived in a bunch of them, but I can't say.
Ever heard people talk about weatherboarding?
No.
Or clapboards or clapboards?
I've heard of clapboard houses.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any idea of what was being referred to?
I thought it was something similar to a shotgun house.
Right.
Clapboard house struck me as, in other words, probably sheetrock or something, you know, very light, really constructed.
This verb, really, say when you're in an automobile, what you say you're doing.
Driving.
And the past form of that that you use naturally would be yesterday I
drove.
And you have?
Driven.
The top part of the house, it covers the whole thing.
Roof.
You know, some houses right on the edge of the roof, there are these things that are designed to carry off the rainwater.
Gutter.
The gutters. Now, is that the same thing as what some houses have where there are you have different slopes of the roof and a place where the slopes meet, maybe a place like that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if that has a particular name?
No, I've never heard it.
Have you ever heard anybody refer to the valley of the roof?
No.
Haven't heard that. Or say a building, a small building that you might have in your backyard where you might keep tools.
Storehouse.
Call that a storehouse.
Or storeroom.
It's, would people around here ever call it a shed?
Mm-hmm.
What about, you know, in the days before indoor plumbing, a toilet you might have outside? Back of the house.
Back of the house. Little house, outhouse, privy. As you said, one holder, two holder, whatever it may be endowed with. Toilet. Saw one in Australia. Actually had a flushing toilet outside. They had plumbing on the inside, but they kept the toilet outside.
There's some sentimental reasons or what?
I don't know. I was spending the night with them. They had to end up peeing in the sink. I couldn't find the commode.
You got it, you got it.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
There are also other profane names for.
Like what?
Shitter.
Do you ever see those around this area much anymore?
Occasionally. When I was growing up, there was quite a few more.
Mm-hmm.
Fairly common.
Mm-hmm.
My wife grew up in a house that you had to go outside. Mm-hmm. Had no plumbing inside. You had to pull the well water in and all this.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know too much about farms or not, but there are a few things I want to ask you.
Okay.
Some of the typical buildings that would be on farms in this area, what would they be?
Barn, well house, corral, stockade, sheds.